It's just over a month now since the Olympic Games in Paris, Ireland's most successful Olympic. 7 medals, 4 gold and 3 bronze, with 26 top 10 finishes. Today, the team is going to be honoured at Áras an Uachtaráin and Dublin Castle. Gavin Noble, the Team Ireland chef de mission at the Paris Olympics, is with us in our studio. Gavin Noble, thank you for coming into us today.
Good morning.
Big day ahead for you today. What's in store?
Yeah, big day, exciting day. When you said over a month ago, it doesn't even seem that long. So this morning we're on the invite of the president. We're off to Áras an Uachtaráin, which is very exciting. We're have breakfast there, which is a nice thing to be able to say we're going to do. We meet the team. It's the athletes and the coaches will go there, and then in the afternoon, more of a formal reception with government ministers, wider stakeholder group, athletes, friends, and family. So about 400 or 500 people then in the afternoon in Dublin Castle. So a packed day, but an exciting one nonetheless.
How many of the team are going to be able to make it today? Because as we heard in the sports bulletin earlier, Rashida, for example, is running in Brussels tonight, and there are others who are busy with their own sports still.
Yeah, as you can imagine, the team size, 140 people, 140 athletes, hard to get them all together. Rashida's running, golfers be golfing, world moves on really fast, you know. We've also got 120 coaches and staff, and they're all working, and, you know, not all of our team are full-time, so it's been hard to get everyone together, but the date has fallen right. We have around 70 of the team going to be there, so enough to justify going ahead with everything, and for those who do make it, it'll be a wonderful thing.
It's a month now since the Olympics. Looking back on it all, and it was our most successful haul with 7 medals, one more than we took home in London in 2012. Did the team achieve all the goals you'd hoped for?
I think that within the team, there's individual measures of success, right? So not everyone was going there for a medal. But we're doing our review process at the moment. And I think overall, 9 times out of 10, people went there and met the expectations we had of them beforehand. And some people, the expectation was to win a medal and to come back with that record number. It was just great. But there was other people, lifetime bests, national records. And, you know, you have to sort of value those successes in the main, within their own sport, within their own world just as much.
What's your standout memories of the Olympics?
My standout memories, I guess, is being around. I have a very privileged position where I do a lot of work, but I'm also get to go to a lot of events. The moments like Kelly in the final was amazing. So many Irish people in the stand. The women's 4x4, of course, Daniel Whiffen, Mona McSharry, actually. It was one of those ones where it would have taken a lifetime best performance to get the medal, and that was the first one, and I was there that night, and that really kicked that off for us. So the highlight, early highlight for me was definitely Mona's medal very early on in the first week.
Gavin, how do you think that Ireland can build on the success and the interest that was generated in the Olympics?
Yeah, well, interest is, of course, we need to capitalise on that as the record levels of coverage. And I have to give thanks, of course, to you guys and RTÉ for that. But, you know, sometimes these things do come down to funding and they come down to finance. It comes down to people being motivated to equal the ambition in the next 4 years. My focus is very narrow. It's on Olympics and it's on Olympic Games. So I would hope that we go to, certainly from my point of view, by the time we get to LA, we need to see progression within the 4 years. We need to go to LA with equal number of chances of winning and doing very well. And we need 10 to 20 chances to do very well in order to achieve that goal. If it is medals that we're concerned about, then we're looking to measure the success of the games.
Trying to top what happened in Paris at the next games is going to be unusually difficult because of what's happening in boxing.
Yes, and what I think the good thing about this Games was the spread of medals across different sports. That we went to London, of course, and boxing was one of our primary sport, and it is. And we would hope that boxing is back in LA, but they have a couple of important decisions to make in the next couple of months. I certainly hope the Irish Boxing Association make the right decision when they have their vote to leave the IABA or the IBA. And these things are out of the athletes' hands to a degree. But I hope for those that make the decision. Make the right decision to join World Boxing and be with us in LA, because without it, they won't be there.
We spoke about Rashida, about the golfers being in action today, but for lots of athletes, the coming weeks or months can be challenging, because when the high wears off, it can sometimes be followed by quite a deep slump for some. And many have talked about how difficult that can be. What can be done to help people who might struggle over the next few months.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. And there is a big programme of work done by the Irish Institute of Sport and the Life Skills team. Each of those athletes who are with us in the team have been followed up with a couple of times now to see the check-ins. We have a check-in with them. There's a little bit of onus on myself.
It does happen, doesn't it?
Of course. And it's like anything else. It's a momentous occasion in your life. And when it's over, you have to sort of rebuild and regroup. What's next? Some of those athletes, of course, like Rashida, they're still in competition, so not necessarily as much for them. But some people, they go back into education. They go back into work, and there's life after sport as well. There is life after sport, and I've come through that myself. And there's some, you know, your life doesn't end after the Olympic Games. So it takes time. It takes you to have support, and those supports, I think, are in place for the athletes at the moment.
You're going to be meeting the Taoiseach today, the First Minister of Northern Ireland, Michelle O'Neill. What are you going to be saying to them? What are you going to be pressing on them to do for Olympians?
Well, today is about a celebration. I don't want to put them in a position, but I think over the next coming weeks, there's budgets coming up. I think from my point of view, even in terms of funding, I think there's good conversations to be had, not just for the Olympic team or the Olympic movement, but just sport in general. Olympic medals are won far beyond or far away from the actual, under the lights of an Olympic Games. It's won in communities all across Ireland. So there's a budget coming up, and there's a lot of people working very hard to make sure that the Sport Ireland, especially, the right funding mechanisms and strategies are in place, and I'm very confident that sport is very worthwhile and that, you know, we'll do very well out of this budget, I hope.
Gavin, thank you for coming in. That's Gavin Noble. He's the Team Ireland chef de mission at the Paris Olympics, part of today's reception at Áras an Uachtaráin, Tyrone and Dublin Castle. And many of our Olympians are also going to be part of the Late Late Show tonight on RT1 television just after 9:30.